Trenton Mayor Reid Guskiora threw a fun and memorable party last night at Pitchers, an LGBT sports bar in D.C.'s Adams Morgan neighborhood. The event was one of dozens of ancillary events associated with the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce's Walk to Washington No. Chamber Train extravaganza that brings hundreds of New Jersey political and business leaders to D.C. for a raucous road trip to lobby, network, and have a good time. I had a little too much fun. I proved it while cooing "I love you, man," to Congressman Frank Pallone as he was trying to leave Mayor Guskiora's soiree. I had enough to drink that I insisted on a hug from Chairman Pallone, but I was sober enough to immediately march myself home and put myself to bed at 11:30. We can all comfort ourselves in the knowledge that someone else's Friday morning reckoning was far worse than yours. That's my plan. All aboard. While some of us woke up with a hangover, we all woke up to a wintry mix. But there'd be no delay getting home. The Chamber of Commerce chartered this Amtrak train, so we pulled out of Union Station right on time, unlike many passengers whose trains got delayed by the weather. As the 14-car train hurtles towards Baltimore, I'm struck by how many awkward encounters I've had already today. It was especially uncomfortable when I saw Governor Murphy's Deputy Chief of Staff Joe Kelly. The Murphy camp really bristled when I reminded the world about Joe Kelly. Long story short, he threw a chair during Murphy's campaign to become governor. There's been immense focus on Murphy's hiring policies. Joe Kelly proves there should be. In some cases, I went out of my way to avoid awkward encounters. I mean, what am I supposed to say to a certain friend who's enriched herself and her family with government jobs they're not qualified for? It's beyond awkward, it's actually painful, when people I respect and admire behave selfishly and unethically. Can't we stop throwing chairs and ripping off taxpayers, please? Pretty please. To be fair, many encounters were infinitely more positive, and a few were downright joyous. For example, I finally met Assemblywoman Yvonne Lopez and her husband Sam Delgado, who made last year's power couple list. It's a treat to finally meet some of the folks who've made our lists over the years. The trip home is infinitely more mellow than the ride down. You can stretch out and relax and actually type an essay. I wanted to do video on the way down, but it was so loud the audio was virtually unusable. And it was too crowded to take my computer from the bag, much less actually type something cohesive like I'm trying to do right now.